I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's a whiz with silk and lace, and she is all about that bass. It's Watch What Happens Live with Meghan Trainor and Christian Siriano now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by one guest who hits all the right notes and another who gives them. You don't have to wait for Valentine's Day or even all that post-holiday sale candy to treat yourself, because my first guest's album, Treat Myself, is out now. Treat yourself to treat myself. Welcome back, Meghan Trainor. Great to see you, Meghan. My next guest is an A-list fashion maven whose red carpet looks are as coveted as the Siriano save from Project Runway on Thursdays. It's Christian Siriano. Hey, Christian. I have to point out that you designed Megan's outfit tonight. You actually work with Megan a fair amount, right?
I love dressing Megan. She's so fun, easy to dress. She listens to whatever, and it's great.
Perfect. She listens to whatever.
Keywords.
Tonight, the Project Runway designers suited up for a black tie face-off, and two of them are here to help us tie one on. Behind the bar, it's Brittany Allen and Marquise Foster. Hey, guys. Wow. Didn't Brittany get the Siriano save at one? Yes.
She does.
Yes.
She does. Yeah. Can we talk about that? I don't know. Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's got new hair. She looks great.
Yeah. I do. It's fresh chop.
Yes. I want to get started. Yeah. Meghan, you became good friends with Chloe Grace Moretz on this show after the two of you met here. We set you up as friends, and then she introduced you to your now husband, Daryl.
You got me married! So,
I looked in the mail. I didn't get a wedding invitation.
Whoa.
It's fine.
No,
but honestly,
I didn't invite any celebs.
Were it not for this show, there is a possibility that you would not be married.
I thought about that when we booked this. I was like, hold up. He's the reason I'm married right now.
I love it.
I love you.
You should celebrate your anniversary. Congratulations. But that's great. How long have you been married?
Like a little over a year now. He's back there somewhere.
Wow. Oh, my God. I got to meet him. That's cool. And you and Chloe are still great buddies.
Yeah, she's so busy and travels the world like every day.
Yes.
She couldn't make it to the wedding either. She was like on another vacation.
See that? All right.
On
tonight's Project Runway, a few male models were let loose in the workroom and nobody appreciated it more than Christian. Watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can take the shirt off.
I do have a model that is one of the eye candy models. I feel that everybody's lusting over him, even Christian.
The shirt fits?
Mm-hmm.
With all that chest? A little
chest.
Tight in the chest?
Chest.
That's what I thought.
Okay, now, eliminated to designer Tyler came to help with tonight's challenge, and along with his sewing skills, he brought the shade. It is time for our Shady Boot moment of the night.
I like Marquise's jacket. The skirt, however, is a rectangle wrapped around his waist and just left to flop in the wind. This morning when I showered and I wrapped my towel around the waist, that was a better constructed skirt.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Boy, this is a crew with a lot of mouth.
This crew is so sassy. Love you, but wow.
Love you, mean it.
You know, they have lots of opinions, some unwanted, some wanted. Yeah, they're quite intense.
Well, you know, a hot topic this season has been the political statements inspiring Sergio's garments. I just want to know if you're totally buying Sergio's motivations behind all of his creations.
Oh, no, not at all. I think,
no.
No, no, I think it's like you have to let your clothes speak for themselves first, because at the end of the day, if it's like, if it's an ugly dress, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if it's saving the world, like, someone's not gonna wear it. Sadly, but it just is what it is.
All right, your questions for Megan and Christian are coming in. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Megan's album, Treat Myself, celebrates self-care, which may take the form of a face mask or meditation, but my preferred practice involves discussing all the drama in the music business. Here's what it's time for, Spill the Music Industry. I have questions about what's going on in the industry. Billie Eilish completely swept the Grammys, including Best New Artist, the award you took home in 2016. What did you think about her mouthing "Please Not Me" right before winning her fifth award of the evening?
I don't know how I missed this, but I think she was just such a fan of all the other artists that she was like, oh, I hope they get something too, because she just cleaned house. She was like, all mine.
Lady Gaga's alleged new single "Stupid Love" leaked 3 weeks ago. She still hasn't released the official version. Do you think that when an artist's song leaks, the artist should just go ahead and officially release it to the masses?
I don't. I'm like, if my old songs get leaked, I'm like, uh-oh, take it down and run and hide.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was like a new single of hers or if it was something older, but.
Thoughts on J-Lo and Shakira's halftime show?
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I loved it. I loved that. So fierce.
For both of you, what did you think of Lana Del Rey's dress she picked up at the mall for the Grammys?
I did that for a Star Wars premiere. Like, I straight up went to the mall, I had no choice, and bought, like, mine was like twice the price of hers.
We weren't friends then. Don't judge me. I'm just saying.
I was told the day before, like, you're allowed to go. So that was, I've done that. What do you think?
I love it. I love a quick shop for a frock. Why not?
You and Nicki Minaj collaborated on your new single, Nice to Meet Ya. What was it like working with Nicki Minaj?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
She's so cool, dude. She's like, when she's in the room, I stopped breathing and stuff, but she made me feel really comfortable. She was funny and chill and like was a boss.
Thank you very much, Megan Trainor. Second, as an in-demand designer, Christian has an ever-growing list of clients, including film icons, first ladies, and even pop stars who are all about that bass. But which clients have been super demanding on him? Here's what. Let's take a look at Christian's client list, round two. I'm going to run through a few recent famous clients. Give us the inside scoop. Lizzo, you've styled many times, most recently at the Grammys about a week ago. Her style is so daring. Any ideas that she gives a firm no to?
Oh, I mean, I definitely think like she still wants to be sexy in some way always.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, even in this, like, yes, it's a gown, but like had to be off the shoulder. She really wanted to show the girls.
Yeah.
That's important.
Demi Lovato, you styled her for her big comeback performance at this year's Grammys. What was the thought process behind this look?
Angelic. Just
angelic. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. That says it all. Yeah. It is angelic. Billy Porter, you styled his iconic Oscar red carpet tuxedo dress in 2019. Do you feel responsible for kicking off his renaissance on the red carpet?
I definitely think we helped. We took all the risks this first night.
Yes.
And then that, I think, led to him being comfortable wearing whatever he wants to wear.
Beyonce wore your suit to a party and then gifted it to Tiffany Haddish.
My favorite.
How did you feel about her giving away your garment?
Well, I'm like, what, do I get it back? So that was interesting. Right. I'm like, I didn't get a check. So, yeah. so that...
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was amazing, and it was so funny, and I would do it 1,000 times over.
Tinsley Mortimer, did you know that Tinsley was going to wear your dress to the season 11 reunion?
Let me tell you, Tinsley came to my store, bought this dress, so respectful. Like, I really appreciated that.
She
really
actually,
nice.
Okay, so this is a very big deal, because yes. Most people borrow.
Totally.
And return. She actually bought the dress.
She was like, I want to own it. I love it. I want it fitted to me. And I thought that was really nice.
Wow. And did you get a lot of feedback from it? Maybe one of the first Sirianos we've had at a reunion show, which I like.
Yes.
Did you get a lot of good feedback from that?
Interesting. I got feedback.
Oh, really? Why? Were people upset? Did people think that was not great?
Well, you know, none of the housewives really like each other.
Right.
So, so there's, that happens.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Other ones aren't, you're dressing them, but not me.
Oh,
and I'm like, no, she bought it.
Well, by the way, yeah, she came
she
in bought and bought it. There's nothing you can do. Yeah. You styled Janelle Monáe's incredible camp Met Gala look. What were her requests when you did this?
Her one request that she wanted her eye to blink all night long, and it was very hard.
Yes, but you did it. Thank you very much, Christian.
Yes! Unbelievable.
Finally, Oscar Sunday is just around the corner. Before we race to dish out our red carpet hot takes, thought I'd offer my guests the chance to warm up their fashion critiquing muscle. It's time to play Fashion or Trash. And I'm going to run through some recent headline-making outfits. Just give me your thoughts. Billie Eilish in custom Gucci at the Grammys. Like it? Both of you.
Billie can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot of Gucci, I will say. A lot of print.
Yeah.
A
lot
of
print.
With the name.
With the name.
Lil Nas X in custom Versace at the Grammys. I loved it.
Major.
Yeah.
Everything and more.
Amazing.
Bow.
How about Shakira and J-Lo's Super Bowl outfits?
They look amazing.
They look amazing.
Amazing. But like a beaded fringe, like bodysuit. I mean, we have seen a lot.
Yes. We're not moving the needle.
Yes, but they look unbelievable. Okay.
Margot Robbie and Dries Van Noten for the London premiere of Birds and Prey. What do we think?
I'm not crazy about it.
I mean, Dries is a thing. It's stunning. Her size is amazing.
Perfect.
But Margot is so beautiful. Like, again, this is a woman that can wear a bag and it looks good and it's a bag, so she looks great.
Yes. Blake Lively in this bright yellow ensemble, including quilted Fendi shorts.
Cool. You know, she's
Blake Lively. She's like always cool.
All right, and you're Meghan Trainor, and so are you.
Hello.
Thank you very much. what was your, I know you're a big Britney fan. What was your reaction when you saw her dancing to your music on her Instagram?
Oh my God. Crazy.
Freaked out.
I freaked out. I was so excited.
Was it good?
It was so good.
Okay.
Abby E. wanted to know, over these past two seasons of Project Runway, what's been your biggest pet peeve, Christian, with contestants that you would never have done back when you were competing on the show?
Oh my God, 1,000 things.
Really?
You know what they do a lot? They do, a lot of them do, it's hard to explain, but it's like a mock-up, and they'll do like a full mock-up, and I'm like, it's fabric time because you got 5 hours left. Am I right?
That's what I'm Nobody saying. Got time for that.
Like, they love a mock-up, and I'm like, we don't have time for that.
Right, focus on the,
all.
On the, right.
That's my pet peeve.
Okay, let's go to Melissa from Chicago. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Meghan, but I also have a question for you. Can you invite me to your next baby shower?
No. But I love you.
It's worth a shot, right?
Yes, of course. Take your shot. What's your question for Meghan?
Meghan, were you surprised at that photos of you and your husband leaving a sex shop became such a big deal? And what did you actually buy there?
Listen, no one's gonna believe me ever, but I tell the truth and I only tell the truth. Ready? I was surprised that there were paparazzi there because I've been there before and to get me stuff. But that trip, I was getting one of my best friends something because she needed a little help. And I'm a good friend.
Good for you.
I'm a good friend and good I did that you. For her and it made me
Well, that's okay. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
I hope you got her a little rabbit.
I think the most hate we got was for Daryl's feet shoes.
Oh, really?
He had some feet shoes
on. I remember
that. They hated that.
Actually, let's go to Katie from D.C. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. Christian, my question is for you.
Okay.
Did you really buy Sergio saying he didn't know about Celine Dion's backward Oscar suit during tonight's tux challenge?
Oh, interesting. I probably didn't buy it because... Yeah, no.
What, he's had a lot of shade towards you in his confessionals. Have you seen those?
Not really.
You haven't?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
But I don't mind shade because I'm on the opposite side getting paid to be on the show, so it's a different thing.
Right, okay. Wow. On next week's Project Runway, the contestants are tasked with a tie-dye challenge, but for Victoria, the experience is not groovy. Here's a sneak peek.
Everything disappeared. All my techniques.
Who has the extra silk?
Silk?
Whatever, just a fabric that I can dye.
Victoria, I have the extra charmeuse.
I dyed the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Now I have to be very fast to dye my fabric. The most what I'm worried about is everything. And I don't like it.
All right.
Sad.
Let's go to Jacob from Georgia for Meghan Trainor. Hey, Jacob, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hi, Meghan and Christian. Would love to see y'all on Juicy Scoop podcast soon. But my question is for Meghan. Did you expect your mashup of All About That Bass with Billie Eilish's Bad Guy to become so viral? And have you heard from Billie since?
No and no. I talked to Phineas, her older brother, the other night, but he didn't mention anything about it, but it was cool. But yeah, that was very on the spot. Like, I didn't even know what was happening. I walked into the radio station and they're like, hey, we're gonna play a song and you're gonna put your music to it. And I was like, hit it.
Right.
And, like, no rehearsal, just did it. And it was so cool that it like had its moment. And I thought, like, maybe this would get Billie to write a song with me. But she busy, like, collecting awards.
Right.
But I'll get it later.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, it is Corey from Queens. Hey, Corey, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Christian. What was going through your mind during the dinner with the Kushners moment on Project Runway? And what did you think of Carly's response on Watch What Happens Live?
I thought Carly's response was amazing. And I thought what happened on the show, it is a hard thing. I mean, I think that the challenge for me is whenever you're overly aggressive toward the judges, like, it's just not great for you. Like, it really, you know, Carly's not gonna be like, please let me wear your dress on the cover of Vogue next week if you're sassy to her.
Right,
so
right.
So I would not do that, but that's just me.
I'm trying to remember, because you had a lot of attitude during your season, but were you ever sassy to the judges?
But never to them. I was always very respectful to them, because I think at the end of the day, like, especially, like, Nina is the editor-in-chief of Elle. Like,
because they can really help you.
They really can.
And actually,
I can really
I'm remembering when, after your season, I mean, Heidi was wearing your stuff to the Emmys.
Immediately.
And Nina was incorporating your clothes.
Heidi wears my
clothes. Right.
Like, it
makes a difference.
It really does.
Yes.
Especially if you want to be actually successful after the show's over.
And you're looking at a panel that actually is legitimately very successful. So.
Very.
Okay, Jenny from Pennsylvania has a question for Meghan. What's your question, Jenny?
Hi, Andy. My question for Meghan is, what was the most surprising or interesting thing you witnessed at Kanye's Sunday service? And did you get a chance to have any one-on-one time with him?
No! I wish I did! But the most interesting thing, oh, man. I saw so many cool people there. Saw Billie there once. I was like, I did see a moment which I never thought I'd see in my entire lifetime. It was like Kanye, like, crying, like, breaking down, because he's so passionate about it, and that's, like, what he loves. So that was, like, I was like, oh, my God, I've seen, shed a tear. Like, that was pretty cool.
Christian, Eddie S. texted wanting to know your fondest memory of the late Chris March.
Oh, wow. He was unbelievable. I think he was... it's hard to explain, like, creative minds, because you're not in their head. So I think it was so amazing to like watch his process. So that was probably my favorite memory, is just to see something come to life from nothing. You know, it was just a beautiful thing.
Did you interact with him at all in the years following the show?
Not much, sadly. A little bit, maybe the first 2 years after.
Yeah.
But you know, I was so young, and like I was naive to the world and didn't understand anything. So I probably wasn't the best of friend to other people in the beginning, because I was just trying to like survive.
I was
struggling and trying to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great talent.
Yeah, though. Yeah, amazing talent.
Yes,
so
rest
it's
in peace.
So sad.
Him. Yeah. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Billy Porter is going to be making an appearance on Sesame Street wearing his iconic Oscars gown that Christian designed. I mean, look at this. One bitch stole my look. Tonight's Shackle goes to my favorite Meghan Trainor story of all time. Okay, back in 2015, when Kidz Bop recorded a cover of All About That Bass, where it sounded like they were singing, I'm bringing anal back. They were actually singing, I'm bringing it all back, for the record.
Oh, it all back?
Yes, but it sounded like anal back.
I did not know this happened.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's true, and you know, you can't bring anal back because it never left.
It never left.
Almost anyone who works at Watch What Happens Live. It never left.
You just blew my mind.
Yes, I want to thank Meghan. You had never heard that. All right, we're back with the after show with Christian Siriano and Meghan Trainor. Meghan's brand new album is called Treat Myself. From Project Runway, behind the bar, it's Brittany Allen and Marquise. All right, let's go to Jenny from Pennsylvania. Maybe we just did that. Actually, yeah. Sabrina from Seattle. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Meghan. Hey, Christian. Love you guys. My question's for Christian. Christian, why did you decide to keep Brittany in the competition and use the Siriano safe for the first time this season?
I like it. She's behind me.
Tell me, Christian.
No, Brittany was, you know, really, I think it's like, men's clothes is really hard, and I think if you've never done them before, then it's like kind of not fair to, I think, to have left on that note, right?
Yes.
And she was really a really good designer, but also very important. She's a very respectful designer on this show, and not all of them are. And I think that that was very important for me to keep somebody who I actually think could listen to advice later on in their career.
Yeah.
Right. And someone who could grow.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I owe him my firstborn child.
Wow.
Wow. I will take it.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Meghan.
Okay.
Since you brought your family on your honeymoon with you, were there ever any awkward moments when you and your husband wanted some sexy time?
We travel the world with my family, and their hotel room is always next to my hotel room. So we are very good at that.
Yes.
Very good at hiding and knowing what moments are special for us.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
They are. I love it that they bring, I like it that you bring your parents with you all over.
They get everything.
Very sweet. Olivia from Long Beach. Hey, Olivia, what's your question?
Hi, just want to say happy early birthday to Ben.
Oh, thanks.
My question for Christian. And Christian, I just appreciate your commitment to working with all body types. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the most stressful part of designing Rexha's BBMA dress just a few hours before the show?
Oh, BB Rexha? That's what you said. VMAs. Oh, I don't even remember that because it was so fast.
That was like a Project Runway challenge.
No, I mean, the dress existed, but like she had no time to fit.
Got
it. Like we were like, I was in her hotel room. We were like, it was very fast. It's always really hard with award shows like that because you would think with, but when their girls are on, when you're on tour, when these girls are on tour, like, they have no time, actually.
Right.
So that was the challenge. But I will say, we worked it all out. I don't even think she really had much underwear on, which it was even better.
Right.
No fitting issues.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing in this day and age? I'm always stunned when I have designers specifically on my radio show, and people will call in and say, I want to wear your clothes, but you don't make them in my size.
Yeah.
I've had designers say on my radio show, oh, just make them, make your clothes. I mean, I'm stunned that there aren't more fashion-forward clothing for people of all sizes.
Yeah, I know. It's very weird. I talk about this all the time because it's not that hard, and I think people get in their own way. And, I mean, I can't imagine, because if I didn't have clothes in a lot of sizes, I would never have dressed Oprah. I would never have dressed Beyonce. I would never have dressed Mike. Like, you have to have options. And
right.
I think it's very strange if you don't.
Yeah. Shows. It was my first fashion week ever, but I saw a lot of shows, and your shows had all shapes and sizes
yeah.
and height.
On like, the runway.
On the runway.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Megan, Sarah R. wants to know, what was the story behind that press release last year for your Love Train album? This very horny press
Listen,
release came out.
That was a bad idea on one of my teammates.
Oh, okay.
And I approved it for some reason.
It got attention. On the other hand, it got attention.
I think I was gone for so long writing this album that it was kind of like, uh-oh, how do we get back?
Right.
And they were like, let's splash some excitement. And I approved it and was like, that's hilarious. And then a lot of people were like, no, that's not funny. And I was like, uh-oh. So right. It was my first backlash moment. And I was like, ooh, we should have thought twice about them.
Lindsay B texted, Christian, when you were a contestant on the show, Instagram didn't exist. How do you think it affects the designers' experiences on the show? Do you wish it existed when you were on the show, or?
I have two opinions of it. Like, I know it's wild. Instagram does not exist. Weird. But I think in one way it's great, because if you are off, you know, earlier on in the show or whenever you're eliminated, you can still have a business afterward because people can still find your clothes. My biggest challenge was when I left the show was that everybody wanted something but had no way to find me or get
right.
in anything. I mean,
right.
even very famous people were like, I can't find your clothes. And I was like, that's a problem.
Right.
And now you can send a message to anyone in the world.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Wow. I want to thank Megan and Christian for being here. Megan's album. You can download it right now. You're on the internet after all. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that yeah. I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.